Scoreboard last night, Twins win over the Angels 8-3. We'll have them again tonight here at 7:30 pregame, 8:07 first pitch against the Angels, looking for the Twins sweep. NBA last night, Toronto beat Milwaukee 120-102, so game five back in Milwaukee, where they took the first two games of the series. NHL, St. Louis beat San Jose 5-1. They're in the Cup. And believe it or not, in January, on the second day of the month, they were the worst team in the NHL. And now they're going to play for it all against Boston. And Big Ten baseball today, Gophers against number 5 Nebraska with John Anderson and his crew in a late game. WCCO, and thrilled to have the new full-time head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves join us this morning, Ryan Saunders. Coach, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. And thanks for having me on here, Dave.
Oh, no, always good to talk to you, Ryan. Been too long, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
Hey, the one thing I would ask you is, last year when you were named interim coach, what was your initial reaction when they said, Ryan, we want you to guide the team? What were your thoughts at that point?
You know, my initial reaction was mixed. Being perfectly honest about it, it was, you know, because when you go through, when you're around people, you know, in Coach Tibbs and you know, Andy Greer, who was also you know, removed at that time, you know, you're around people for so many, you know, hours of the day and days of the year. You know, you just think about those people and you know, so you have those feelings, but then you have to take a step back and understand that, you know, you got to do what is best for, or what the organization is asking of you. And then it was also, on a personal note, it was obviously a great opportunity for me that in the end worked out great for me and my family.
Yeah, I would say. And then when did you find out you're going to get the was it when our producer was bugging you in the Skyways the other day, or did you know before that?
Hey, I was just telling him that I was saying that I appreciate his hustle. I couldn't answer questions at the time, but you know, I appreciated his work ethic. So I'm not going to say that he should get a raise, but hey, you guys might need to work on that, because he's always working.
he's going to get a new contract.
There we go. You can take me to lunch then, Jimmy.
All right. Hey, Ryan, by the way, let me ask you about the style of play now. Is your style of play different than Coach Tibbs? Of course, you guided a bit by him, and you've been Randy Whitman and, of course, your dad and others. But what kind of style can we expect next year?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be something that myself and the staff around me will talk more on throughout the summer. And I have my beliefs and philosophy and system-wise, and it helps having a training camp. But it's, you know, I'll say this, my style of play is different than coaches I've worked under. Now, I'll take things from everybody that I've worked under, and I try to learn things from everyone I interact with. But I'd like to play a little differently than people saw at the end of the year. And that's not to say that any one system is wrong. That's just to say that, you know, everybody has a different way of doing things.
Do you feel the draft is deep enough that you can get somebody at 11?
I think, yeah, and I think we'll definitely get a quality piece. And the one thing, you know, I know about Gerson and his staff is that, you know, there's not going to be any stone left unturned. I mean, his process of doing things and how diligent he is and how he scouts and, you know, evaluates players and evaluates them into the system is definitely something that's going to be of value to our team during this draft.
How often do you guys sit down together now, Ryan, and try to figure out what potential off-season moves you can make?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, we've spent more time together. I mean, I mean this in the right way, but my wife is 38 weeks pregnant, and I've probably spent more time with Gerson in the last 2 weeks than her. You know, she's been a saint through that, so I got to make sure I acknowledge her whenever I can, because she's been unbelievable. But, you know, Gers and I have talked a ton, you know, hours on end, and sometimes the meetings last, you know, 8 hours. I mean, in terms of when we were going through the interview process, we had, you know, close to a six-hour meeting, I'd say. You know, we get a lot of dinners together just to talk over things. So I'm really looking forward to being a partner with him.
You know, when you were out in Washington with the Wizards and Randy Whitman, Ryan, and I know that Randy loved you, was that difficult to make the move to come back to Minnesota, or did you think maybe I should stay out there for a while? What were your thoughts?
I was very close to just staying in Minnesota, and I'm sorry, just staying in Washington and not coming back to Minnesota. And that was a I kind of told my dad, hey, Dad, I think this is good for me. It's good for me to continue to be on my own. I've been on my own for about 3 years, coaching, and I valued that, and I liked the relationships I had in that organization and with those players and just Randy and that staff. But then, I got a call one night from my dad, and he just laid it out there, and he just said, hey, I need you to come back and help me build this thing back up. And when he said that, that was all I needed to hear, because I sensed it in his voice. And, obviously it's worked out for me staying here in Minnesota. I had a few other opportunities over the last 3 years to go elsewhere in assistant coaching roles. But I decided that Minnesota was the best fit, and my family, still being around my family, and just being able to still help through, I guess you could call it, the grieving process as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I bet Debbie, your mom, is excited.
She is. She's more excited for the baby, but she's excited. It's her first grandchild. She's very excited for this opportunity for me. But she also understands the things that come with this job too, and we all do.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's a lot that does go with it. Well, Ryan, I couldn't be happier. I think the whole town's excited, as you saw. But what was really cool, I think, is to see some of your players at the press conference.
Yeah. I mean, it was it kind of worked out. It actually worked out timing-wise, perfectly, in a sense of we have about 11 players in town right now. And to have that in May is kind of an unheard of thing, especially when people don't, they see Minnesota, covered in snow and it's either cold, still cold when the season ends, so the grass is still brown. But for players to come back in the summertime and see, how nice Minnesota can be, obviously not with the rain today. We were actually going to go run Lake Calhoun as a team and barbecue this afternoon, but that we got to move that inside now. But it's nice to have those guys around. So it just worked out conveniently that they were in town.
Next time our weatherman, Mike Lynch, calls you for tickets, don't give them to him, because that was his fault.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's a great call.
Hey, Ryan, again, best of luck. I know we'll stay in touch. Thanks so much for taking the time. Pace yourself, and congrats on what's happening in your personal life with the baby and your wife, and we wish you the best, and I know we'll see you soon. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys. Make sure that raise goes in, gets in motion.
Done deal. Well, Mike, you're on it. Okay, thanks, Ryan. Ryan Saunders here, the new head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Kissing your tickets goodbye there, Doc. Sorry about that.
Well, I guess I have to be traveling.
It's
dribbling along.
8:47 is our time. We have traffic and weather to check next.